This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives concludes ministry-wise deliberation on various headings under appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14 individuals and two companies including Pashupati Area Development Trust Member Secretary Milan Kumar Thapa. Rapti Academy of Health Sciences to construct 400-bed hospital and U.S. strikes on three nuclear facilities in Iran escalate Israel-Iran tensions. World leaders urge all sides to step back and return to negotiating table. Now the news in detail. The debate on various headings of ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2082 in the House of Representatives has come to an end. The discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2082 was concluded amid continued protests from the opposition parties, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Speaker Devraj Khimire informed the Assembly that concerned ministers will be scheduled to respond to questions raised by lawmakers during the upcoming meeting of the Parliament. In the discussion, the lawmakers emphasized that the basis of budget allocation should be transparent, fair and balanced. The lawmakers demanded that ministries should not allocate funds, even for small programs, in a fragmented manner, contrary to the spirit of federalism, that budget allocation should be balanced. They stressed that plans included without adequate study of the plan and budget allocation made by naming one district and the place or project of another district should be corrected. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Khimire has instructed for the withdrawal of a statement made by lawmaker Amaresh Kumar Singh during today's session of the House of Representatives. Participating in deliberation on the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2025-26, MP Singh controversially proposed that all districts except 5 be leased to other countries, alleging that only 5 districts were being prioritized in the upcoming budget. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the Special Court against 14 individuals and two companies, including Milan Kumar Thapa, the Member Secretary of the Pashupati Area Development Trust. The anti-graft body filed the charge sheet in connection with the irregularities seen in the procurement of the electric crematorium machines. They have been alleged of embezzling 103.3 million rupees, intentionally inflating expenses and breaching public procurement regulations during the procurement and installation of cremation equipment at the electric crematorium in Pashupati Aryaghat. The anti-corruption agency filed its charge sheet alleging that officials from the Pashupati Area Development Trust and two firms, Apple Engineering Professional Consultancy Private Limited and MAP Entrepreneurs Private Limited, manipulated the procurement process for their own benefit, resulting in substantial financial loss to the government. The sixth meeting of the Rapti Academy of Health Sciences has approved a budget of 2.74 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. The meeting held today at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata and chaired by Prime Minister and Chancellor KP Sharma Oli has approved policies, plans, budget and programs for the construction of a 400-bed hospital as well as for the educational, research and management-related works. The meeting has decided to amend some provisions of the regulations on the terms and conditions of the service for teachers and staff 2078 Bikram Sambat of the institutions as well as to change the institution's logo. Addressing the meeting, Prime Minister Oli said since Nepal is the place of health science, the institutions should be equipped with infrastructure and human resources to provide quality education and services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek saath.
Ghar ma TV hernu, internet, चलाउनुस् फोन गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् सजिलो छ एकैसाथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The federal government has received 99.20 billion rupees in external loans in foreign assistance during the first 11 months of current fiscal year, which is less than half of its target of 217 billion rupees. According to a report published by the Public Debt Management Office, the foreign loans received as of mid-June amount to just 45.72% of the target. Gopi Krishna Koirala, chief of the Public Debt Management Office, said the donor agencies largely provide financial assistance to Nepal in the form of project-based loans rather than direct budgetary support. Now a sports update. Nepal has secured a 6-wicket victory over Singapore in the ongoing ACC Men's Under 16 East Zone Cricket Tournament. In the match held at the UKM Oval Cricket Ground in Malaysia today, Nepal chased a target of 139 runs in 33.3 overs with the loss of 4 wickets. Earlier, after winning the toss, Singapore chose to bat first and scored a total of 138 runs, losing all wickets in 36.1 overs. With this win, Nepal has collected 2 points. Now Nepal will play its second match against Japan on 24th of June. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. strikes on 3 nuclear facilities in Iran mark a significant escalation in the ongoing war between Iran and Israel. In the Pentagon update, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. devastated the Iranian nuclear program with its overnight strikes on 3 sites. The BBC cited Hegseth as saying the strikes were not about regime change, but that President Trump has consistently stated for over 10 years that Iran must not get a nuclear weapon. Hegseth says the U.S. sent bombers over the Pacific as a decoy and did not come under fire during the operation. In response to the attacks, Iran warns of everlasting consequences and accuses Trump of betrayal. Within the hours of the U.S. bombing, Iran launched a fresh barrage of missiles which hit parts of Tel Aviv and Haifa. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi condemned the U.S. strike and said Tehran reserved the right to respond. He said Trump had betrayed Americans who had been promised an end to U.S. involvement in Middle East wars. Meanwhile, the world leaders have reacted to the U.S. strikes on Iran's 3 nuclear facilities. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said the U.S. took action to alleviate what he called the grave threat posed by Iran's nuclear program. In a statement, he called on Tehran to agree to talks and reach a diplomatic solution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the U.S. airstrikes were a dangerous escalation, while European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas urged all sides to step back and return to the negotiating table. Saudi Arabia has voiced great concern, while Oman condemned the strikes and called for de-escalation. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he had spoken to Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. Russian politician Dmitry Medvedev, an ally of President Vladimir Putin, said Trump, who came in as a peacemaker president, has started a new war for the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with the hilly regions of country and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi province, along with Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives concludes ministry-wise deliberation on various headings under appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14 individuals and two companies, including Pashupati Area Development Trust Member Secretary Milan Kumar Thapa. Rapti Academy of Health Sciences to construct 400-bed hospital, and U.S. strikes on three nuclear facilities in Iran escalate Israel-Iran tensions. World leaders urge all sides to step back and return to negotiating table. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.